Reporting on politics and public policy is supported by the Center for Western Studies at Augustana University.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Governor Kristi Noem has announced new cabinet secretaries, one of them Michael Lightholt, and he's Secretary of Corrections for the state of South Dakota. He joins us on the phone today from Pierre. We'll spend some time getting to know him and talking about legislative priorities for this legislative session. Secretary Lightholt, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
I want to start a little bit just getting to know you because you were sheriff of Hughes County for quite some time. Let's go back even further and tell us a little bit about how you got started in law enforcement.
Sure. I've been in law enforcement for over 43 years. Back in 1975, I joined the Hughes and Stanley County Police Reserve Unit, which is a unit of volunteer individuals who volunteer their time to augment law enforcement forces. I started that in 1975 and did that for 5 years. I rose through the ranks to be the squad leader of the unit before I left. And then in 1980, I took a full-time law enforcement position with the Fort Pierre Police Department. And there I rose through the 8 years. I rose to the rank of assistant chief of police. And then in 1988, I became a deputy sheriff for then Sheriff Arlo Mortimer in Hughes County and served in that capacity for 6 years. And then in 1994, Sheriff Mortimer announced his retirement from the office of sheriff. And so I threw my name in the hat, ran for the elected office at that time, and was elected by the people of Hughes County and served in that capacity until January 14th of this year.
Was Secretary of Corrections something that was on your radar? Did you anticipate Governor Noem sort of tapping you on the shoulder?
You know, it was not. I had just been reelected to because of no opposition, to a seventh term as Hughes County Sheriff. And my intent was to serve out those 4 years and then reevaluate and possibly retire. This opportunity came up, and the governor gave me the great honor of asking me to be a part of her team, and it's hard to say no to a dynamic leader like Governor Noem.
So you have been in Pierre for quite some time, and you've seen a lot of the recent and not-so-recent changes in criminal justice reform, juvenile justice reform, corrections overall. Denny Kamik is the outgoing Secretary of Corrections. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges facing us as a state as they intersect with your department right now.
So I think the challenge for the Department of Corrections has always been overcrowding and the number of people coming into the system for the facilities that we have. The original penitentiary in Sioux Falls was built back when we were still Dakota Territory. And so, of course, that's been added on to, and the Jamison unit's been added. Then there's a work release center added, and we have the women's penitentiary in Pierre. And, of course, Springfield was formerly a teacher's college and converted to a prison in many years ago. And so our struggle has always been, how do we handle the number of people that are coming into the system?
Is it a matter of looking at, obviously you're balancing issues with public safety and then recidivism, and where are the opportunities to sort of lean into solving some of those problems? Is it about expanding facilities? Is it about, presumptive probation? What do you think is some of the first steps going forward to looking at the challenges we have now and finding the opportunities?
You know, the number one goal of the Department of Corrections is a great public safety environment for the citizens of South Dakota. That's one of the major platforms that the governor ran on, and we support that 100%. You know, our mission is to protect the citizens of South Dakota by providing safe and secure facilities for juvenile and adult offenders committed to our custody by the courts, and to provide effective community supervision to offenders upon their release, to utilize evidence-based practices to maximize opportunities for rehabilitation. As a part of that, Some of those reforms that you mentioned, Senate Bill 70 for the adults and Senate Bill 73 for the juveniles, were implemented to try to stem that tide. Corrections is always a balancing act between the numbers you have and the amount of money you have to work with. Facilities are very, very expensive to build. And even after you build them, they're even more expensive to staff. And so it becomes a balancing act of how best do you balance those things and provide the services of those offenders that are committed to us by the courts.
Do you have legislative priorities for this session? Is there a legislative package that your department is behind at this point?
We had four bills that the department has proposed. Three of those have already been passed and signed by the governor. One's been through the House. It needs action by the Senate. They were all House bills. They were largely cleanup bills, changing process a little bit to streamline things. But our biggest initiative this year is we're asking the appropriators to appropriate a little over $7.3 million for an annex to the Jamison unit for a medical expansion.
Let's talk a little bit about presumptive probation. Attorney General Jason Roundsburg, that was a campaign issue for him. Governor Noem has said we need to look at the economic impact of that, really look at all the consequences. Where does the Department of Corrections fall in that conversation?
You know, we're very much in line with the governor. We believe the issue needs to be studied. My concern as the secretary is that we don't just single out one issue. Let's look at the whole system, at all the changes, at other things, and take a more comprehensive view of the whole situation and study it further before we make any changes.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest, Secretary of Corrections for the State of South Dakota, Michael Lightholt. He's joining us from Pierre. And Secretary Lightholt, you mentioned Senate Bill 73 and juvenile corrections reform. Now that the state has closed the Star Academy and moved that property off the rolls, how is that sort of rolling out in communities across the state as far as handling juvenile crime in their local areas?
You know, the custodies to the Department of Corrections have dropped over the last 15 years. They were actually on a downward trend even before the changes were made. For example, at the end of state fiscal year 2004, there were 1,070 youth under Department of Corrections jurisdiction. At the end of fiscal year 2018, there were 260 youth under DOC jurisdiction. And so, as you can see, that's part of that is just an overall change in the system and some of the changes that were made in Senate Bill 73. As of yesterday, there were only 119 children in placement in custody in the Department of Corrections. So at one time, we were the highest or one of the highest of any state or territory in the union of holding juveniles in secure placement. So we've made great strides in that area, and I think we're going to continue to do that.
When you were sheriff of Hughes County and Senate Bill 73 passed, did you see a change? Did you see school? We were hearing about school superintendents saying, you know, they didn't have any teeth in sort of dealing with juvenile crime. They had some concerns. Did you see that in Pierre?
You know, a little bit, and I have to caveat that by saying I was on the work group that suggested the changes to Senate Bill 73, so I was supportive of those changes. You have to realize the research shows that you don't make a child better by placing him in custody. As a matter of fact, most times it can lead to the opposite effect. And so locking up children isn't necessarily always the answer. And I do understand the frustration of law enforcement, school officials of that child that they just can't get a handle on. I think the solution for that is more community-based solutions, which is always a problem in South Dakota because of our geography and lack of population in a lot of areas and lack of providers to provide those services.
I know when Denny Kamek was Secretary of Corrections, he and I had several conversations about women in corrections in the state and how the population was growing and some of the impacts that was having on family and efforts to sort of change, to look more deeply at that. Do you think that that's an opportunity for further research? Do you think there are opportunities or challenges there?
I do think there are both opportunities and challenges. As of today, we have 552 women in custody. I happen to be part of the group that came up with the idea of the women's prison, the joint use facility that we have. Just if your viewers or listeners don't know, back in the mid-90s, the women was in need, or the state was in need of a women's prison. And Hughes County was in need of a new sheriff's office, and the police department was in need of a new police department. So we formed a partnership with the state, the city, and the county. The county deeded over the land that was formerly the county fairgrounds, and that's the location where the Solon Public Safety Center is now, which includes the women's prison, the administrative offices for the Department of Corrections, the police department, and the sheriff's office. And so at the time that facility was designed, the consultants were saying 144 beds for females would take us 15 or 20 years into the future before the place even opened in the fall of 97, I believe it was. They had to add more bunks to the rooms, and were over 250 inmates, as I recall. And now we're up to 552. Since the original facility was born, we've added a community work release center. We've taken over the old DCI building. And so we have a little more capacity, but we're still, as you can imagine, we're with that many women in custody, we are stretched at the seams.
You've also served as president of the National Sheriffs Association. As we kind of started our conversation talking about the variety of leadership roles you've had, how do you approach this leadership role? Do you have a leadership style? Where do you sort of begin when you come into a new place like this and get the lay of the land and build a team that is going to, be working together pretty intensely on addressing some pretty complex problems?
Well, my first goal is, of course, to assess what's currently here. And, of course, I have some knowledge of that because I've lived in Fort Pierre all my life and know a lot of the people that work at the administrative offices at Department of Corrections. And we have a great staff, and we have great people out in the facilities. And my number one goal as the secretary is to support those great people that are out there doing the work for the people of South Dakota. I'm concerned with their safety, with staff safety. I'm concerned with their overall well-being because they are the ones that provide the services, that care for the inmates, that keep them safely in custody to benefit public safety. So that's my number one goal. But obviously, I've been on the periphery of it, so I need to dive into the details. I need to get to know the people better. Because of session and other things, I haven't been able to get out to tour the facilities yet, but that's top of my list when we get session a little further down the line, is to get to those facilities, get to know the people that are actually out there doing the work for the people of South Dakota, thank them, ask them for their suggestions, and go forward.
And tell us a little bit about, from a logistics standpoint, where your offices will be. Are you based out of Pierre? Will you be moving across the state for your officing?
No, I will be based out of Pierre. I will have a satellite office at the penitentiary in Sioux Falls because there will need to be some time spent there just because of the location of the penitentiary and the proximity of Sioux Falls to Springfield. Those are our main facilities, and so again, I'll have to get my feet under me and to get an idea of how much time that's going to require. But I do have a satellite office there, and we'll be officing out of Sioux Falls some of my time.
Michael Lightholt is the new Secretary of Corrections for the state of South Dakota, former Hughes County Sheriff. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.